It's Iowa's Country Station, 92.5 KJJY. I am here with a very special guest, Shelly Charter of the American Parkinson Disease Association, the Iowa chapter. How are you doing today, Shelly?
I'm good, Jacob. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. And we're getting excited for this weekend, this Saturday, because we have the 2025 Iowa Optimism Walk.
We are so excited about it as well.
I am too. I can't wait. This has been such a fun thing for us here on KJJY and a good thing for us to partner with. And it's coming up this Saturday, September 20th, Walker Johnston Park in Urbandale. It gets started, check-in, I should say. Is it 11:30?
Correct. That is correct.
And then it all starts at 12:30. That's when the walk begins.
Yes, we have a short program, and then the walk will begin immediately after that. We have people that we want to recognize there at our walk with donors and just a warm welcome for everyone. And then we will have a non-competitive walk around the lake there. And we've got vendors and a lot of raffle and silent auction items. And it's just going to be a good day for community and to uphold and uplift the Parkinson's community. So we're super excited about it.
Absolutely. Shelly, I love that. It's going to raise awareness. It's all for a good cause. And as you mentioned, it's not a race either.
That's right. Leave your running shoes at home.
Yes. But you're going to feel good while you're walking. And another thing I want to bring up, Shelly, in your own words, what is Parkinson's disease? Because I feel like it's one of those diseases that people hear the name a lot, but they maybe don't exactly know what it's all about.
That's really a good question. In my own words, it is when your levels of dopamine in your brain start to decrease. And so everything slows down. Your thought processes, your motor skills. It's a neurodegenerative disease. So it's just, that's a big word. And it just, everything that you used to do a lot faster, you it's slower. And things that you don't always think about, Jacob, like your digestion, like your walking, sometimes your posture starts to get a little bent and you start to have a little bit of a shuffle. And sometimes it's tricky to diagnose, you know, people sometimes have some challenges getting a diagnosis, but if you can just think about it as just everything in your body just starts to slow up a little bit.
And we have a lot of those things in our body we can't see always. And that's true. That makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does. We kind of think of Parkinson's as an iceberg. There's parts of it that you can see and people, and it affects everyone differently too. That's the challenge of it. Some people have a lot of tremors. Some people have the shuffle gait. Some people have the flat kind of frozen face expressions. But then there's things that we don't see with Parkinson's, such as the slower digestion, as I talked about. Impulse control sometimes can be tough. You'll start to see anxiety, insomnia, a lot of things that aren't always apparent under the iceberg.
Yeah, so that's a good way. It's always good to put visuals to things like that. That's a good way to describe it. I like that, Shelly.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And hearing this word optimism a lot, too, what does that mean in the Parkinson's community?
That's a really good question. What we like to think about optimism is Parkinson's, while nobody wants a diagnosis of Parkinson's, there is optimism around it. It can be very well managed with nutrition, with diet, with exercise, community support. And our mission at the APDA Iowa chapter is for people with Parkinson's disease to live life to the fullest. And that's going to mean something different for me than it is to you, than it is to the next person. So we want to provide resources to our folks with support groups, with exercise classes, with educational programs to meet their needs, as well as the caregiver. They're kind of the silent hero in all of this because every person with Parkinson's typically has at least an army, but a few people behind them to support them and provide care for them. And so that's what our goal is at our Iowa chapter, is just to be a resource across the whole state, not just in Metro Des Moines, but in all 99 counties of Iowa.
I love that. And that's what this walk makes it so special, because you're bringing these people together and they're people that have, maybe they know somebody who suffers from Parkinson's, maybe somebody they're walking in memory of too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. we are going to have a very special along our walk path signage with people that are Parkinson's heroes currently and warriors, and then Parkinson's heroes who have fought the good fight. Mm-hmm. And so we've asked families to send us pictures and a brief description and just kind of their inspirational verses. We've had so many amazing pictures and stories, and it's going to be very, very touching and very, very special for everyone to see that.
I love that, because that's celebrating so many people in a really great way. And as you walk, you're going to see those people too.
Absolutely. Yep. And you're going to see how I had one person, I talked with her, with his wife, he's passed on. And he said, she told me that he said, never give up.
Yeah.
And that just three words. And how powerful is that?
And that kind of goes back to that optimism.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, Shelley, this is going to be a great time. And people can still sign up to walk, right?
They can sign up to walk. And if they don't want to walk, Jacob, they can surely give to us.
We would
appreciate that online. Currently, we have about 69 teams registered. We have close to 600 people participating. And we have a goal of 145,000. And right before I left the office today, we were right shy of 125. So we're within striking distance of our goal. And you can go to our website or you can Google us. We have a lot of backslashes in our internet address, but the best way is just to Google Iowa Optimism Walk. We pop right up to the top. Very easy to donate online. It takes 2 minutes to do that. And we would sure appreciate you walking or donating in memory of someone, or just because you care about people that live in Iowa that are challenged with Parkinson's disease. We'd love it.
Absolutely. That's a great way to support it. Even from far away, you can do it. And I tell you what, KJJY.com, it's right there on the homepage too. You can click it. It'll take you to your website. So we
Perfect.
Got a link there. So
that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it real easy for you. And we are just so happy to be a part of this, Shelley, this year. It's going to be a great time and something that is all for a good cause. So we're excited to be out there. Walker Johnston Park in Urbandale. Again, check-in starts at 11:30 and the walk starts at 12:30. All the details, if you want to sign up to walk or donate, kjjy.com. And we are just hyped, Shelley. We can't wait.
Thank you, Jacob. You guys have been a tremendous partner. We couldn't have done this without you. And we just really appreciate what you do for our community. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, all the same to you, Shelley.
Okay. Thanks.